36 to 49. Jesus appears to the disciples. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in the name of all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, so we're going to be 30 minutes, synchronized watches. Yep, it's 11:30, so we'll see you back here 12 o'clock. If you're coming with me, do bring a pen to take notes.
Lovely. Well, I think it kind of looks like everyone knows where they're going or staying. Just to say that if you're visiting here for the first time, my name is Mary and I am a member of the clergy team here. I started last July. Last Sunday, we were celebrating the empty tomb. And it's a familiar story, isn't it? That we know. But with an amazing coincidence, on the Monday started a series on ITV that was the rather extraordinary story of John Darwin. That's come up twice. Do you remember that? The kind of adventure, if you call it that, happened in the early 2000s. And there was a series called The Thief, His wife, and the canoe. And basically what happened back in the early 2000s, he and his wife were heavily in debt. And so with the help of the canoe and the North Sea, John came up with a plan to fake his own death in order that his wife could claim life insurance. What could possibly go wrong? So there began for John and his wife 5 years of an extraordinary web of deceit and lies that actually sadly took in their own sons too. The web eventually fell apart when John returned to the UK claiming amnesia, and a picture emerged of the couple taken 18 months previously in Panama, where they were hoping to buy a property. I have to say I felt somewhat conflicted about the morality of watching such a program, but I watched it anyway, and I found it riveting. Partly because it's filmed up in the northeast, near where my sister lives. But also, I think it was to do with the proximity of being Easter, you know, where we were thinking about the impact of Jesus coming back to life. And then, bizarrely, John Darwin kind of so-called comes back to life as well. And the bewilderment that was around both for Jesus and Jesus, the followers of Jesus, and the people who lived around John Darwin. I think it's safe to say that the discovery that Jesus was alive and that John Darwin was walking around was both shockingly unexpected. And in this section of Luke that Sarah read to us, the disciples are gathered together. They had witnessed the events of the last few days. They had seen their hopes and dreams shattered. Their expectations of Jesus and the liberation of Israel had come to nothing. And it had come to nothing in the most brutal and desperate way. They had witnessed the betrayal of Judas, the betrayal of Jesus by Judas, and they had experienced their own failings. They knew that Jesus was dead. Except now, the story was changing. They had seen the empty tomb, although they couldn't quite get their heads around it. And bizarrely, Jesus was beginning to appear, first to the women, then to Clopas on the road to Emmaus, and now here in a room with a few of them gathered together. The situation that the disciples found themselves in was one of shock, terror, bewilderment, and disbelief. We hear that, don't we? How can somebody who was dead be in the same room as them? Well, the disciples needed to know that Jesus was who he really said he was and that he really was alive. And I think we can understand that feeling, can't we? So Jesus assures them by inviting them to have a good look at him, to look at his hands and his feet, to eat a meal together. And then Jesus begins to tell his back story. "You have heard this before," he says. "I have told you this already. Everything about me must be fulfilled that was written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. This is what was written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." And then Jesus goes on to explain his mission and purpose. And the scriptures referred to here are, of course, what we call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. And if I could be so bold as to sum that up into one sentence, it's basically the promise of God to keep showing up to people who keep trying to walk out of his story. So Jesus told his story. And as he did so, he opened up the minds of his disciples so that they were able to recognize this big God story, the part that Jesus plays in it. And then with that recognition came it enabled them to see their part in the story. Which actually, the promise went way back to Abraham, where he and his descendants were told that they would be a blessing to all nations. Suddenly, the disciples were in a part of God's story that was really unexpected to them. Those disciples may have thought they had walked out of God's story when they deserted Jesus in his time of need. But this story, God's story, is one that is rooted in repentance, forgiveness, reconciliation, and love. And so the disciples got to tell their story of how God showed up to them, recorded for us here in Luke. The story of John Darwin, his life, death, life, adventure, extraordinary though it is, will be forgotten in 100 years' time. On the other hand, The story of Jesus' resurrection is something else. 2,000 years later, we're still talking about it. We're still talking about Jesus. And there's a reason for that. And it has to do with this story is part of God's story. God in Jesus, who keeps on showing up. He isn't finished with this story yet. And this invitation is extended to us too, to do this life with God, to be part of his story. He carries on showing up to those of us who try to walk out of the story time and time again. He carries on offering forgiveness and reconciliation to those who want it. He carries on showing up today. And that's why we've been given this invitation to be part of this story, to be the new witnesses to what God is doing right now, today. For the reality is, we are all witnesses in this story, whether we know it or not. I guess we are gathered in this room today and here on Zoom because we have some sort of interest in this God story. We may be full of disbelief. We may be bewildered or frightened. We may feel that we have walked out of God's story and we're not sure that there is a way back. We may be amazed and full of joy. So, pretty much like those disciples so long ago, within this story, there's the whole gauntlet of people and emotions and situations. But either way, there is room in this story. This can become our story to tell. And so I just wanted to share with you a little story of my own. And I think it came to mind because the background is one of death and shock and fear and peace and life, which really is the backdrop to this passage in Luke today and what I've been talking about. My father died when I was in my late 20s. He was in his early 60s. And it was sudden and a huge shock. He was a massive support to me. He was a rock of stability to me in a life where every day was challenging and really difficult. I certainly felt lost and bewildered and didn't know what to do with two little girls to bring up. About 3 weeks later, we were burgled. And I actually didn't know anything about it until the following morning. It happened in the night when I went downstairs and discovered that the downstairs had been ransacked. You can imagine some of my emotions going on there. I raced back upstairs to the room where the two girls were sleeping, and to my absolute horror, I could see that the burglars had been in that room too. It was every mother's nightmare, of course. And I was about to have a complete meltdown when suddenly, in a flash, I saw an angel at the bottom of their bed. And in that split second, and you know how it is where you can have a million different thoughts going round in your head, all at the same time. I knew that Jesus was saying to me, "Peace be with you." I knew that he was saying, "Your father may not be with you anymore, but I am. I am with you always. Whatever you have to face, I will be with you. And in that particular moment, I also knew that he and this angelic being had protected my girls. It was one of those moments that has changed my life forever. I have to say, it's not my only story. I have others where I have cried out to God and there has been resounding silence. Because the thing is with Jesus is that he seems to be turning up unexpectedly. In this Luke passage, he just kind of appeared in the room to the disciples. That night, back in Bristol, I didn't consciously cry out. I just had that glimpse of this angelic heavenly being. There's part of me in my head where actually I'm still in my Palm Sunday sermon where I talked about the expectations that we put on Jesus that are actually so often dashed because Jesus is going on doing his own thing on his mission, bringing the kingdom of God in ways that we don't always understand. But for today, this is my story. This was my witness to God showing up to me. This is my story in God's story of hope and peace. My prayer for us today is that our eyes will be opened to the resurrected Jesus, to recognize our part in God's story, to discover again that God in Jesus really does keep showing up, to experience for ourselves the forgiveness and reconciliation and peace that is found in him, for that to become our story that we share with others. Amen.